Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Muhammad, A Prophet for Our Time, by Karen Armstrong, narrated by the author. This book is copyrighted 2006 by Karen Armstrong. This recording is copyrighted 2007 by Recorded Books. Muhammad was born in the year 570 of the Christian era, and over the following 60 years built a thriving spiritual community, laying the foundations of a religion that changed the course of world history. There is more historical data on his life than on that of the founder of any other major faith, and yet his story is little known. And now, Muhammad.
Introduction. The history of a religious tradition is a continuous dialogue between a transcendent reality and current events in the mundane sphere. The faithful scrutinize the sacred past, looking for lessons that speak directly to the conditions of their lives. Most religions have a figurehead, an individual who expresses the ideals of the faith in human form. In contemplating the serenity of the Buddha, Buddhists see the supreme reality of nirvana to which each of them aspires. In Jesus, Christians glimpse the divine presence as a force for goodness and compassion in the world. These paradigmatic personalities shed light on the often dark conditions in which most of us seek salvation in our flawed world. They tell us what a human being can be. Muslims have always understood this. Their scripture, the Quran, gave them a mission to create a just and decent society in which all members were treated with respect. The political well-being of the Muslim community was, and is, a matter of supreme importance. Like any religious ideal, it is almost insuperably difficult to fulfill, but after each failure, Muslims have tried to get up and begin again. Many Islamic rituals, philosophies, doctrines, sacred texts, and shrines are the result of frequently anguished and self-critical contemplation of the political events of Islamic society. The life of the Prophet Muhammad, who lived from about 570 to 632 CE, was as crucial to the unfolding Islamic ideal as it is today. His career revealed the inscrutable God's activity in the world and illustrated the perfect surrender. In Arabic, the word for surrender is Islam, that every human being should make to the divine. Beginning during the Prophet's lifetime, Muslims had to strive to understand the meaning of his life and apply it to their own. A little more than 100 years after Muhammad's death, as Islam continued to spread to new territories and gain converts, Muslim scholars began to compile the great collections of Muhammad's sayings, the ahadith and customary practice, or sunnah, which would form the basis of Muslim law. The sunnah taught Muslims to imitate the way Muhammad spoke, ate, loved, washed, and worshipped, so that in the smallest details of their daily existence they reproduced his life on earth, in the hope that they would acquire his internal disposition of total surrender to God.